Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. We have been looking at the Christian and his influence in the local church. And today we will continue doing that, looking at how the Christian must be faithful in attendance. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, a verse which many, once they hear the quotation, already begin to roll their eyes and sigh. But notice what Hebrews 10 verse 25 says. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It's still amazing how many people today still find it so difficult to attend services on a regular basis. And not just attend, but to even to arrive on time when they do attend. It is the weekly fashion for many to walk in late, 5 to 10 minutes late, to Bible class or to worship service. And let us not be one of those counted in that number. Also consider James verse 4 and verse 17. As we think about attendance, we know attendance is something the Christian must consider and is the most basic part of being a Christian. James 4 and verse 17 says, therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. What kind of influence will brother and sister seldom come, or brother and sister hardly ever, or brother and sister hit and miss, or brother and sister we come on special days, or brother and sister Sunday morning, what kind of influence will they have in the local church? To say the least, their influence will be on the wrong side of the ledger. Who would want a chronic absentee serving as an elder in the local church? Who would want someone who is constantly absent, designated as a teacher to his or her teenager or son or daughter? Who would want someone who rarely attends leading the singing or serving as a treasurer? Well, nobody. Surely the absentee hurts his influence for good. Incidentally, what influence will a church member have if he goes fishing on Sunday morning, thinking that he can commune with the Lord at the evening service? What is the difference between a member doing this and another member communing on Sunday morning but staying home to watch television on Sunday night? Well, there is no difference. Let us be encouraged to attend the worship services and all services of the church on a regular and on a timely basis.